T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve Salmers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM,
The Fan,
and Sports Radio 66, WFAN.
All right, let me read this now and get this out of the way. So when Buck Showalter joins us in a couple of minutes, I can spend a little bit more time with the question and hearing us and hearing with his answers. Buck, as you know, working for Yes, and Yes will have extensive pre- and post-game coverage in conjunction with every Yankees postseason game. For games 1 and 2, it'll be Cone, Kay, and Marakovitz at the stadium, while Lorenz and Flaherty, Curry, and Showalter will be in the studio. The Yes pregame show tomorrow, it starts at 6 p.m., and Saturdays starts at 4 p.m. And we gave the plug with Yes and with you and everybody else with the pregame and the postgame and the game itself, the whole thing, so we could have a little bit more with the
I used to get in the car late at night from Yankee Stadium, and I'm driving across the bridge and living 45 minutes away. And I used to listen to you. You were very a voice of reason, and I never got a chance to tell you that. I was one of the few ones I felt safe listening to, so I appreciate that.
That means a lot to me for sure. I always wondered why you kept your coat on during 90-degree weather during the summertime. What was it?
Well, when I first got there, they didn't have a jersey for me. I guess they didn't think I was going to be there that long. And actually, it was more comfortable than the polyester uniform. Ask George Costanza.
Well, first of all, real quick, you do a great job, and I know this sounds gratuitous. You really are insightful and informative and entertaining. I've seen you now not only on Yes with your work towards the end of the regular season here, but also doing some play-by-play. You do a great, great job. So broadcasting is not going to ever be someday for you, if it's going to ever be a full-time job. A broadcaster you are. You're very, very gifted. Let me ask you right away, would you like to manage the New York Mets?
Wow, Steve, can we go back and talk about the Yes? You know, first of all, let me tell you, talking about the Yankees right now is not real hard.
Oh, I want to get into that with you. No, I promise. I want to ask you about...
First of all, yeah, I've had some people, you know, just different communications from friends and what have you. And I said, listen, you know, until somebody, those jobs are very precious. When I hear these guys kind of working the scenes and talking about a job that someone currently has, it really gets under my skin.
Sure.
And I know some guys have been let go. I do this thing at a banquet with all the different ways they say you've been fired without saying been fired. You know, like, we're going in another direction. We're not renewing your contract. We're going to let you go. Oh, you're going to let us go? Mm-hmm. I love all those statements. But anyway, and I, you know, every job in the big leagues is a precious one, an honor. And the more things change, the more they stay the same. You know, you got to win.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a, They're gonna make a good decision. They're gonna take their time. There's a lot of good, capable people out there. One thing you learn is that there's people as good, if not better, than you. And there's a lot of different ways to get to the end. But there's only one team happy at the end of the day, and that's what the Mets are thinking about. And you know, how do they get there within the structure and the process of who they are and how they want to do it?
We'll
see where life takes us. We'll
sure. Oh, you've been there and done that, and compassion is certainly part of your DNA as well for other managers who have been hired, and we all know, as they say, and with good reason, you get hired to be fired. Would you like to have your name in the Mets cap? Would you like to be considered for manager?
Well, there's a certain amount of ego with everybody, but somebody, you know, I was fortunate enough to be in Baltimore almost 9 years, and that's going to be rare. You understand the shelf life of managers, and you realize, you know, that you're not going to get out of this alive. I'm not going to have my life defined by, you know, your last stop or your last game. You know, there's more to it than that. I would, you know, to cut your question, yeah, I'd like to be talked about it, but I'm not going to campaign about it, and I'm real uncomfortable even talking about it with you now because, mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot of good people out there, and they're going to make a good decision. They'll have reasons why and why not, mm-hmm. and, you know, I respect that.
Well, you're one of them, and your name has come up with an awful lot of callers and listeners to this radio station, and with good reason. And people remember you with the Yankees and even with Baltimore and have heard you and know you and have seen your work and your influence over the years. And a lot of people have brought your name up. I'm wondering if you, as and I say this affectionately, as an old school manager, meaning that you have earned the right to have autonomy in that dugout, to make out the lineup, to make the changes. Could you work for a team like the Mets in which the front office has so much input?
No, it's you know what, that's it's always been that way. Gene Michael and I used to sit down and talk about the lineup every night. John Hart and I used to sit down and bang it around. You bang it around with your coaches. I welcome that. You know, I'd like to think that we have good reasons for the things that we do. And you need, you know, the best organizations are the ones that are able to bridge all the departments into pulling on the same rope and having respect for what, you know, boots on the ground people bring, what people upstairs, and they're constantly feeling comfortable to make you aware of some things you may not be aware of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your job is to run that clubhouse and run those and create the atmosphere and the process and what have you. And along the way, you know, there's just too many things going on for you to feel like you've got all the answers every day. But, you know, I enjoy that give and take. And, I think the best organizations respect everybody's opinion, and that's, you know, the sixth tool is so important now, and there's certain people that have an ability to evaluate that sixth tool, and that's the makeup tool that we all know is so important, especially in New York.
All right, before we get to the Yankees and with the Twins, knowing what you know, I have to ask this for sure, knowing what you know about the Mets, what could you do to improve the team?
You know, Steve, I appreciate the questions that you have to ask. I'm not that smug to think that I know what, you know, okay, here's what they need to do, and here's the magic tonic. You know, I'd want to listen and ask questions and hear, because they're a lot more closely connected to it. I don't, you know, I do know from a standpoint of the preparation that every club puts into it, and Mickey and his staff did it. I mean, to think that you're going to reinvent the wheel, you know, there's no Cinderellas in baseball. Your strengths and weaknesses show up every time you take the field. There's too many games. You play almost 200. So if you think that you're going to just come in and say, listen, we're going to run this cutoff relay differently, and here's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's – I got news for you. The guy with the best players usually has a pretty good chance to win. But there's also something more than just ability and talent that's a separator in our sport. And that's why it's unlike – that's why people get surprised. Let's face it, they give Manager Year Award to the team that surprises the most.
Sure.
And people on the field don't look at it as a surprise. We got the players to embrace a certain, you know, who are we? What's our identity? When you think of, for instance, the New York Mets, what do you think of? You know, and that's, and if you can't answer that question, maybe something's not quite right.
And it's knowing your players and putting them as best you can in the best position to succeed for winning. Let me ask you now about with the Yankees. We're all anticipating and waiting, and it seems like forever since they last played. It seems like we've been through the All-Star break between the last Yankee game and the one coming up tomorrow. Oh, are you surprised that Paxton has been named Game 1 starter?
No, I mean, it's a hot hand. It really is. I mean, nobody's, you know, when I first came up, probably a month or two ago, there was a little some doubt about him a little bit. It takes a long time to make that adjustment to the American League East from the American League West, coming from Seattle, New York, and his stuff has always been filthy. I mean, as far as pure stuff, when you look at guys around the league, and, you know, there's going to be a short leash on all these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, there's a track record guy, there's a hot hand, there's a, really the guy that is the wild card for me is Severino. I mean, that's a fresh arm. That's a guy that, you know, he's not going to be afraid of the competition or the stage. And you can see it in his eyes and in his body language. And he's just a guy that's like, bring it on, you know, let's get after it. So, you know, all three of them are going to have to pitch, and it's just a matter of what order and how they do it. The only difference is the guys in game one and two are going to be more available in game five.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we have Paxton for game one, and then we're going to have Tanaka at the stadium for game two, and then, of course, Severino game three. How about game four? Who starts that?
Well, I'm not, you know, Aaron's going to figure that out, and I'm going to leave it in his hands. And believe me, he's got good reasons for whether it's Tanaka, Paxton, Severino. You're picking, sometimes you got too many toys there. He's got some really good options here, but I don't think they're going to end up with a bad pitcher in game three or four. But I do think in game four, there's a possibility of all those guys being back in play with exception of the three-game starter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's going to be – I mean, Aaron's grasped it. It's all hands on deck. I mean, you manage four times during the year. You manage in spring training, then you manage another way in the regular season. You manage another thing in this god-awful thing called September call-up baseball that I hope they change. And then it's got to be different in the postseason. I mean, you're playing every game like it's the seventh game. I felt so bad about it. The wild card. These guys have had great years, and all of a sudden you're getting on a plane going home going, what happened? It's a heartless game. I mean, as many good things are going on about the Yankees, Twins are pretty good, Steve, okay? They're
mm-hmm.
pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Would you carry 12 or 13 pitchers?
It depends on who I'm playing. It depends on what I want my bench to look like. There's like five-game series opposed to seven-game series. There's a lot of variables there. You know, who are their best pitchers late in the game? How do I want to match up for them? Will I pinch it for anybody or somebody? You know, there's so many variables behind those scenes you got to talk about. Where's the health factor? Where's the Encarnacion? You know, so there's a lot of factors in that. So I can't sit here and smugly say that, oh, that should be 12 and it should be this. Each situation calls for a different look at it.
What would be your strategy beating the Twins?
Well, I found out in the postseason usually these big home run bats, because the pitching is so much better, that's why these people are here where they are, is home runs aren't that – you'd be surprised, I think, in a five-game series, one of those games you can go back and expose something other than a home run that was influential. Now, I'm not saying nobody's going to hit a home run, but there's so many guys in today's game that make a living out of hammering the fourth and fifth starters, the fifth, sixth, and seventh inning relievers, second-tier relievers. There's a great living to be made at that. But all of a sudden, you get into the postseason, you're not seeing those guys, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
You're not seeing, the relievers. You're seeing frontline guys, and you're seeing good arms every night. So I think that's something to keep in mind, that the teams that can manufacture a few runs
mm-hmm.
and can do the things.
Mm-hmm.
I know one thing. I put my best defensive club out there, because the balls that stay in the ballpark, you're going to need to catch. You're going to need to turn the double play. And the little things are going to get magnified. But both these clubs are good at the little things, because that's why they're still playing here
mm-hmm.
in October.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you before we let you go, and again, a million thanks, of course. These are two teams combining for over 600 home runs. We have juiced baseballs. I mean, are we having too much with the juice baseballs and too much with the home runs, Buck?
Well, what a lot of people, I hear everybody talking about the baseball and this and that, whatever, but don't blame the players. The players are chasing what's paying.
Hmm.
And when a guy gets a $2 million raise for striking out 190 times, it can't be his fault.
Hmm.
But nobody talks about the bats that much, Steve. The bats these guys are using nowadays, most of them are using maple bats. It used to be white ash. The weight that they are able to, you know, swing mm-hmm. them, their lighter bats,
mm-hmm.
the density is better. But it is what it is. You know, I don't wake up and go, boy, I'm going to the game, I might see a home run. I personally find it kind of boring, unless my team's hitting one to win the game. You know, but what I love watching a triple. I love watching a guy go first to third.
Oh,
I love
oh,
guy
sure.
turn an out into a hit into an out. Those, but you know, it's for great fodder. And somebody's talking about the game, but I'll make a bet with you that home runs aren't that big a factor in the postseason as they are during the regular season.
Yeah, it usually is with the pitching. Buck, we'll let you go. I can't thank you enough for a couple minutes of your time. It means a lot to us. Have a great series with the Yankees and with the Twins and with the Yes Network. We'll all be watching.
It'll be fun. Steve, thanks for having me. You take care.
You too. Buck Showalter.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.